So now it's Naquin, who hit 14 home runs.
I'm Jenna Dooley. Those college-aged fans may have waited their whole lives to see this moment in sports history, but they've got some catching up to do.
They don't know what a whole life is yet.
That's Sally Stevens, a resident of Oak Crest Retirement Center in DeKalb. She had a front row seat to a viewing party Tuesday night in the community room.
I'm probably not one that could quote all the statistics of every player, but I have been a long time. When you live at Oak Crest, you are older than 20.
For many Cubs fans, the devotion is contagious.
My husband was a Cub fan, and my family's all a Cub fan. Four of my girls were at the game on Saturday night in Chicago.
That's 90-year-old Jane Bastian of DeKalb.
The first game that I remember going to was probably in the summer of 45. Some friends and I went into Chicago, went to the Cub game, and then went out on Lake Michigan for a moonlight cruise.
She also joined the viewing party at Oak Crest, and she says she's known plenty of fans who've gone to great lengths to see a win.
Well, I know several of them have these superstitions, and I didn't have any of that against the goat and all these other things, but some of my grandkids are coming up with some pretty funny superstitions. One of them wasn't shaving, and I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm going to see when this is over. I just watch game at a dime, yep.
Henry Leonard is now a primary Cubs fan, but that wasn't always the case.
I've been a fan for quite a while, but my wife and I lived in Pittsburgh from 1958 till 67, and we were Pirates fans then. And we bought our first television set when the Pirates went into the World Series, and we saw Mazeroski hit his home run.
So he knows the feeling of a big win.
It feels good.
And it's a feeling he's hoping to share. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.